Hello and welcome to The Sun Will Rise. I'm Roshan Mohammed Saleh. Today we're going to talk about a subject that hardly ever gets discussed, the plight of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. It's estimated that there are 6,500 plus Palestinian prisoners, including hundreds of children, being currently held in occupation prisons. Many of these detainees have been imprisoned over the past few months, perhaps due to the ongoing unrest in East Jerusalem al-Quds, where some say a third intifada is already underway. On this show, we'll be explaining how Israel detains Palestinian prisoners without trial and how these prisoners are regularly mistreated when in custody. But first, here's our correspondent Mona Kandil with this report from the West Bank.
Illegal arrests of Palestinians by Israeli forces keep taking place in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. The majority of those people were detained under the same excuse called security reasons. Israel aims to detain most Palestinians to strengthen its control over the population in the occupied lands. Now, nearly 6,500 Palestinians are being incarcerated behind Israeli bars. As described by Palestinians, those jails are more like a grave for the living.
The Israeli forces target all the Palestinian people, mainly the youths. Arrest operations are part of the Israeli war to strengthen its occupation and to break the will of the Palestinian people. This is the main focus in the agenda of the ongoing Israeli war against the Palestinian people.
Mohammed Abrash, like every Palestinian hero locked up in Israel's jails, has his own story, a human and heroic story. Mohammed, whose brother Ramzi is also a prisoner, faces the three life sentences, and he's one of 606 prisoners who are suffering from different kinds of diseases.
Mohammed suffered a lot in prison because he is ill. He lost his eyesight in prison because they refused him treatment.
For Palestinian prisoners incarcerated in Israeli jails, 2014 has been the most difficult year. Human rights organizations say that the inmates have been victims of Israeli revenge policies, with escalating illegal measures applied against them.
2014, yeah, it's really a hard year for the prisoners. The isolation policy, it's returned back in the last few months. And also the treatment, how they are treated, you know, prisoners. Torture also another thing. Punishing the prisoners also another issue. The arrest itself, the imprisonment itself as a policy.
Moreover, recent Palestinian statistics show that Israeli soldiers arrested 1,965 minors in 2014, among them 253 under 15 years. Human rights organizations have always warned that Israel arrests Palestinian children in an attempt to intimidate them and their families. Palestinian prisoners behind Israeli bars represent the most selfless strugglers for justice and freedom. In the face of Israel's illegal and harsh treatment of inmates, Tel Aviv insists on continuing to arrest Palestinians. Israelis should at the very least be prosecuted for denying the prisoners their basic rights granted by all international laws, but they are not. For The Sun Will Rise, this is Mona Kandil in front of Awfer Detention, occupied Ramallah.
To discuss the plight of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, we have two guests with us in the studio today. Majdi Aqil was born in Gaza and was detained by the Israelis for 2.5 years in a refugee camp. He's currently an imam in the northern English city of Manchester. And Nassim Ahmed is a staff writer for the Middle East Monitor website and the author of Understanding the Nakba, an insight into the plight of the Palestinians. Welcome both of you to the studio today. Majdi, if I could start with you, because I really want to get your kind of personal story. You were detained for 2.5 years. Tell me how that came about and what were conditions like for you in custody?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, to talk about these memories, it is make your heart is full with sadness. It is a black memories actually. Mm. But at the same time, it gives us energy that hope is coming and one day we will get it, inshallah, and go back to our country.
What happened to you?
It is unbelievable night. Few hundred of the Israeli soldiers came to the refugee camp of Khan Yunis And for the first time, I slept early that night because I was very, very tired. And I found this tens of soldiers, they jumped from mm-hmm. over the house because the refugee camps, it's opened houses.
Yeah.
And they arrested me straight away. They didn't allow me to go to toilet. They didn't allow me to kiss my daughters or hug my mother. Even to change the clothes, I went with the pajama to them. Straight away, eyes were have been folded and hands were cuffed. Mm. And beating from the first moment on the military jeep until the Shin Bet officer came and asked the soldiers, stop. And they took me to the central prison of Gaza. And from that night started the soldiers. But it happened twice. First detention was administrative detention, which is completely against the international law.
Because what is that? What is administrative detention? Is that detention without trial?
Without a trial, without charge, and the detainee himself, he has no idea about why they arrested him.
Yeah.
And this is the main thing, that they can take him 6 months by order of the Minister of Defense in Israel, and he has the authority to renew it for 5-10 times easily. So you can spend a few years in administration, administrative detention, and without hope. Some people, after 6 months, and they released him, and they took him back from the bus again.
Did you go through a trial process? Were you accused of anything specific? Were you convicted of anything?
Yes, there is in Israel, there is two courts, military court and civilian court. Military court for all the Palestinians who are arrested because of political or military activity.
Yeah.
For me, I was a political activist. I am against occupation, as every Palestinian. I'm not pretend that I am a hero, but every single child and woman, they say no for occupation. And because I was giving lectures and khutbah of Jum'ah in the masjids against the occupation, they
targeted.
Arrested for administrative detention. Later on, accusing that you are inciting people, which called tahreed.
Yes.
And which amazing thing that the judge has the right to give you some 6 months up to 4 years for
incitation. How were you treated like when you were in prison?
It is actually when you find for the first moment, it is very difficult moments. But after that, when you see all your friends, relatives, and the neighbors, and the activists, you feel proud of it. Actually, I remember it was like a camp for spiritual and educational course. Because inside the prison, even it is very, very bad situation. To give you a few examples, first thing, we are not allowed for any visit from the family. We spend it in the desert of Kitzaot detention, which 7,000 people in that detention camp. When the people say behind bars, in that detention, no, behind barbed wires, there is no bars.
Yeah.
And there is no hot water. It is, they give you 1 gallon for about 300 people of diesel. It is not enough for a few people to take hot shower with hot water. And there is no toilets, proper toilets, I mean. It was only hall. And at the beginning, there is no clothes. And we remember very well that when you take a shower, that you have to take your trousers, put on without underwear until it dry.
Yeah.
Food is very bad, the quality and the quantity. Treating by the soldiers, unbelievable. They attacking us. And they killed one of my inmates there just because he was challenging the military, the officer of the camp. His name is Tsemach. He should by intention.
I'm sorry to interrupt you when you're telling such a harrowing story, but I promise I will come back to this in a few minutes' time. I want to move on just for the moment, because as usual, your views and comments are an integral part of this show, so we need your input on our social media pages. Here's Camelia Shambayati with what's been trending on Palestine.
Hello and welcome to the Social Media Roundup. I've been on the lookout for the most talked about things on Palestine. So on the news that Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails are facing very difficult conditions, especially during the extreme winter weather, to hear from Malaysia said on Facebook. These Palestinians in prison are not prisoners. They were kidnapped in broad daylight by the illegal occupiers of Palestine. And highlighting on the double standards of the Israeli regime, Maria from Australia said, As always, the West are silent on the unfair treatment Palestinians are receiving, but when Paris and Sydney get attacked, Western leaders woke up from their sleep and condemned them. Hypocrisy at its finest. Speaking of Paris, Twitter had a field day when the image of Netanyahu at the Paris Unity March for the Charlie Hebdo attacks emerged. Omar from Palestine tweeted, "It's ironic to see Netanyahu at the front row at the Paris March, since Israel keeps killing Palestinian journalists and all." Moving on, a pro-Palestine Twitter account tweeted this photo of a Palestinian man swimming in frozen water in Hebron to show his solidarity with the Gazan people and Syrian refugees who are suffering from freezing temperatures. And finally, Palestinians have taken to YouTube to show the world the cruel actions of Israeli settlers use against them. Recently, farmers in the area of Altin al-Shami found their trees cut down by settlers from the nearby area. That's all the social media news I have for you. Please do follow our Facebook and Twitter pages to keep up with the latest on the show and also where you can share your thoughts with us.